Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to congratulate the President and five Vice Presidents for their successful election to their respective posts at this 64th World Health Assembly. We share the understanding that historically, many NCDs were associated with economic maturity and well known as the diseases of the rich. Yet, today an estimated 80% of four main types of NCDs, namely cardiovascular diseases, cancers, chronic respiratory diseases, and diabetes, occur in low and middle income countries, and the rapid rise of NCDs represents as one of the major health challenges to global development in the coming century. Myanmar, being a developing country, is now enduring the double burden of disease. According to the WHO CR statistics in 2002, almost 42% of deaths in Myanmar were attributable to NCDs, with CVDs and neuropsychiatric disorders to be main causes. Actually, the risk factors for NCDs are found to be common in our country, demonstrated by many evidence-based studies that have been conducted during these years. The first WHO STEP survey was performed in 2003 and 4 in Yangon Division, and the information provided from these studies included risk behaviors on tobacco use, alcohol consumption, and physical activity of both students nationwide and some component of community, respectively. The second WHO STEP survey, accomplished in 2009, revealed that Myanmar is also likely to have high prevalence of NCDs in both rural and urban settings and all across the social strata due to its high exposure to the risk factors. Following this evidence-based information, the country is trying to develop a national policy framework and to establish programs at national level in the framework of global strategy for the prevention and control of major NCDs. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, the prevention and control of NCDs are being implemented as vertical projects under the Hospital Care Program and the National Health Plan 2006-11, covering four major diseases plus accidents and injuries, disabling conditions such as blindness, deafness, mental disability, substance abuse, and snake bite, and also includes community-based rehabilitation for those disabled due to congenital anomalies, injuries, or old age. In the forthcoming National Health Plan for 2001 to 2016, NCD will be distinctive as one of the major strategic areas, and also looking beyond the health sector with the encouragement of involvement of public and private sectors and many other stakeholders. Besides, there will be incorporation of NCDs in the poverty reduction strategies and in relevant social and economic policies, and finally to implement the program with particular reference to social determinants of health. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, as per issues and challenges, national surveillance system for NCDs and its risk factors should be attended with emphasis on strengthening of existing health information system to get reliable data on mortality and morbidity of NCDs, which are also essential for appropriate and effective planning of the prevention and control programs. Similarly, strengthening of partnership globally, regionally and locally, and intersectoral initiatives including public-private partnership to confront the underlying determinants of chronic diseases which are deeply embedded in urban society is also crucial. We all are aware that apart from financial, technical and human resources mobilization, government investment and other innovative funding for sustainability, such as additional taxation on tobacco, are important for effective implementation of recommended interventions for remarkable reduction of morbidity and mortality. In conclusion, I would like to express that a member of the UN and WHO, Myanmar will strengthen the national efforts in addressing the burden of NCDs, positioning as national priority, keeping in line with global strategy, and take broader outlook in prevention and control of NCDs. I sincerely hope that with the leadership role of WHO, all member countries will join hands in this deliberative effort of reducing the impact of NCDs effectively. And thank you for your kind attention.